Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, come on, do it better for your pastor. Come on. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. I'm happy to be here, Bishop, in fact, it's a great honor, and I'm humbled, grateful for this great opportunity to be here. Thank you, Bishop. I don't take this lightly, thank you. Just so you know, your Bishop, I think, Pastor, he's careful if I use the word Bishop, but I love it. That is our calling, so please. Amen. He doesn't like that word, Bishop. Please, I love it. Amen. He's a great man. Amen. In fact, like he mentioned, we've been in the same ministry. When I went to Turkey, he had left, I believe. But I heard the name of this wonderful man who passed through Explo. So I've heard, you know, Johnny or Brother Johnny. And then here I was a few years back, like 3 years ago, or I think 2 years ago. 2 years ago, this great Johnny everybody has talked about in Explo walked into my church. You can do it better. You can imagine the moment that when I figured out or I found out that he was the great Johnny Explo, you know, holds in high esteem. And I was humble. And I met him. We spoke. What I realized from Bishop Johnny is that he has passion for people, you know. No wonder the church's name is Shepherd Fool. You know, he's really... Oh, yeah, you can do it better for him. He's a shepherd indeed. Amen. He has this great heart for people. Not just that. And great love for people. Amen. You can talk to him and quickly you will connect. Amen. And seeing all that and what I've heard about him, Bishop, I had no problem having you be a blessing to us. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he was just a blast. Bless the church, and trust me, Glory Temple loves you a lot. And we can't wait for you to come back. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank you, Lady Dorothy, for having me and agreeing to ask me to come around. I appreciate that a lot. The pastors, the leaders of this great church, appreciate you a lot. Amen. I pray that this one will be a great moment in the presence of God. Amen. Trust in God before someone leaves here today. There's some level of dimensions or paradigm shifted in our minds by the touch of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning for this meeting. I thank you for your presence in the midst of your people. Thank you for your preeminence, your dominion right now. Thank you for the impact we are having from what you were doing in our midst this morning. I pray that even as your word come with power, will come with understanding, will come to correct, motivate us, and above all, bless us. Shift us, O God, into the levels we have to be by the preaching, teaching of your word. Empower our lives through your word. I pray that at the end of the day, we'll be all of you, none of anybody. In Jesus' name, and the saints of God shall say, amen. Amen. Quickly, let me read from the book of 1 Chronicles 29, from 1 to 9, and then I will come up with my theme for this morning, and then we'll pick it up from there. 1 Chronicles 29, then King David said to the whole assembly, my son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen is young and inexperienced. The task is great, because this is palatial structure, it's not for man, for the Lord. Verse 2, with all my resources I have provided for the temple of my God, gold for the gold work, silver for the silverware, bronze for the bronze, iron for iron, and wood for wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of stones and marble. All these in large quantities. Verse 3. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, and I give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God, over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple, 3,000 talents of gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the building. Verse 5, for the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now who is willing to consecrate themselves with me or themselves to the Lord today? Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. Verse 7, they give toward the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents, 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Verse 8, anyone who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel, the Gershonite. Verse 9, the people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, and they had given freely. For they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. King David also rejoiced greatly. May the Lord add blessings to his word. Amen. This morning I'm preaching on something I've entitled as the spirituality of kingdom giving. You know, it's very important. Bishop, you know, when as pastors, when we are praying, as a pastor of my church, I know the spiritual temperature of my church, you know. So at times I look at the flow in the church, the spiritual, you know, temperature, and then helps me to tease up topics to want to preach in the year for the church. Amen. Yeah. At times a word comes to me by inspiration or intuition, or, you know, it comes to me, it drops in my spirit. I pray about it, I develop it, and go share with the people of God. There are also times where I preach by experience. You know, experience God interventions in my life. Look at the hand of the Lord, what God has done, and use that to preach, to encourage, motivate the people of God. Amen. Not just that. This morning's word, Bishop, is not just intuitional or just something that dropped in my spirit. But it is intuitional, experiential, and also spiritual. Amen. Meaning something that I've experienced. So, there's a saying in the church parlance that pastors, we preach our strength. And if that is true, I'm happy to say that this is my strength. And I can easily preach it because it works for me. Beloved, listen to me. Kingdom giving or supporting God's work is spiritual. Amen. Now, there are certain spiritual elements when we come to church, we do. And I saw that when I came in here. Something like prayer. Prayer is spiritual. And that is why we do them. Not just spiritual. Prayer is spiritual and powerful. And anything that is spiritual is powerful. And anything that is powerful has the ability to produce results. Are you getting me? So, when I say something is spiritual, it's something above normal. Something above natural is powerful. We say something is spiritual, it is powerful. And anything powerful has the ability to cause you to gain results. So prayer is powerful, it's spiritual, and it has ability to get results. That is why in the book of Acts 12, when Peter was placed in prison, Bible says that the church met like we have met. And made intercessions and prayer to God for Peter to be released. And Bible says that whilst Peter was in prison, the Lord sent an angel to him. And Bible said that Peter was released from prison. Now, what caught my attention, Bishop, is that when Peter was coming out of prison, in fact, when the angel came, he was sleeping, the angel woke him up. The guy got up, he was still, he says, tie your sandals or shoes. The guy tied his sandals, shoe, was coming out of the prison. All along, he didn't know that it was real until he came out. Bible said when he came out, he saw that, I thought it was dream, but it was real. I pray that by prayer, may your dreams become real. I don't know anybody in this who has plans this year. By prayer,
your plans and dreams will become real. Prayer is able to change dreams into reality. It will be your portion this year. Or somebody here say it will be your portion this way. Every dream you desire will come to pass as you come before God and intercede in prayer. It shall be your portion. If you believe that, come and put your hands together for Jesus. Let me feel you. Amen. So prayer is a spiritual element we do in church, because we believe that it has the ability to produce results because it is powerful. Amen. The same has to do with the word of God. God's word is powerful. God's word. Hebrews 14, I believe. Bible said the word of the Lord is living, is powerful and sharper. Powerful and sharper. And I said anything that has power has the ability to produce results. That is why when we come to church, we do the word. We empower you with the word, so that when you step out, you can go get results. May every word that has come from this restoration center cause results to be seen in your life. Oh, even as you pursue the word of God, may they produce results in your life. Amen. Not just that, praise and worship. I loved it. I can come to Bishop's house and the praise and worship will not be hard. Oh, come on, put your hands together for the choir. That was powerful. You can feel the heat. Amen. We do that. Ask Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20:20. The guy was, you know, bombarded or confronted with armies from the left, right, back and front, coming against all God asked Jehoshaphat to do. So lift up praise. He said, send the choir ahead of you. Lift up praise. And guess what happened? Just praising and worshiping God caused confusion in the camp of Jehoshaphat's enemy. And Bible said that the enemies began to fight. When you lift up praise and worship God in your moments of confusion, in anything that is working against you, when you lift up praise, may that thing be discombobulated. May that thing be confused and give way for clarity in your life. Beloved, don't downplay praise and worship. Don't downplay. Prayer works, word works, praise and worship works. Yes, spiritual. It is not for fun that when we come to church, we do these things. There is power behind them. There is some spiritual dimensions to the things we do in church. Amen. Now, one of the reasons why God will bless us also is that because we give. So we are givers. There's a lot of things going on Facebook and social media platform, you know, bashing why people should not give. Beloved, listen to me. I'm saying this is experiential. And very so proven in scripture, and I'll be done. There is a blessing in giving. There is. I only heard Lady Dorothy said, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. There is a blessing in giving. Acts 20:35. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, it is more blessed to give that to receive. You see, again, the reason why God will bless us, yes, we pray he will bless, we do all the other stuff, he will bless, but the reason why I believe he will bless us more is that because we are givers. That is why some of us, we've come to a point where we have understood giving, to a point where we believe we have to share with God's people, so that when they catch the dimension of giving, the spirituality, the anointing behind giving, you will do it without being cajoled, without being yobby. You know, at times pastor have to start yob, 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 give, give, yob, you are. We have to come to a point where we don't do that. When we say want to lift up, buy cement to lift up, someone will say, yeah, I'll do it, pastor. Don't even mention my name. They'll pay and lift it up. And we are coming to that point. Or someone, I say, you are coming to that point. Because understanding will come this morning that will expose us. I said there is blessing in giving. That is why some of us, we support projects. It's scripture. Bible says support the needy, give to the poor, and all that. It's in scripture. It's scripture. It is. Bible is deep. Isaiah 58 verse 10, feed the hungry, help those in trouble. Romans 12, 13, distribute it to the needs of the necessity of the saints, giving to hospitality. 1 John 3, 17, if you have all goods in the world, then don't close your eyes to the need of your, if you have all the goods in the world, don't close your eyes to the need of your brother. These are scripture, meaning we have to give. But beloved, these things are good. But when it comes to giving to support the work of God, or in other words, let me put it simple. When we come to church, the offering basket comes around and we say we shall give. There's a spiritual dimension to it. It's far more than giving to support the poor. There's spiritual. There's anointing behind it. And that is what I want to show this morning. And David showed that in the book of 1 Chronicles, the one we read. David showed that. You see, it's in the spirituality or in the anointing of it, there lies the blessing. Are you getting it? It's not ordinary. If you catch the spirit behind it, then you receive the glory. Then you gain the blessing. And David showed that. David showed that. If you read the book of 1 Chronicles 28, 1 Chronicles 29, and 2 Samuel 7, you realize that David, before we read the 1 Chronicles 29, David had wanted to build God a house, a temple. David was dwelling in his house, seeing how God has been a blessing to him. He looked around him. He saw the presence or the ark of the tabernacle sitting in a tent. He said, no, the presence of God. God cannot dwell in a tent. So he decided to build God a house. It's called Nathan the prophet. Second Samuel 7. He said, Nathan, this is what is going on. This is what I want to do for God. And then Nathan told him that God, by prophetic indication, has said that you do not have to. I want your son Solomon to do it. Now, David, who understood the spirituality behind giving, still said, okay, I will not do it. But what I'm going to do is pull all the resources I can. God, you say, I should not start it. I hope not. But I'll make sure that the place I want you to dwell should look like a palace. Oh, someone say palace. Palace. Talk about palace. Look at King Charles or Queen Elizabeth's place, where they were living, that place. So that is the place that God has to dwell. And I think Solomon is too small to handle that. So what I would do is to organize this huge, a lot, high quantity and high quality. Remember the things we read, silver, gold, and onyx and marble, very precious stones. I will hoard them so that when, for my son, when Solomon comes of age, he can use them to build. Now, some of us, if God said, don't build it, so be it. God, thank you. I keep my money in my pocket. But David, no wonder God blesses David, though. Kingdom. So David amassed this huge quality resources for Solomon to. I don't know when Solomon will. I don't know when God was speaking to David, Nathan, to tell David how old Solomon was. But for David to go that far, I don't know, maybe, as you said, Solomon was 10 years. They started building, even 30 now, 40, 20 years, David hoarded this for Solomon. The mindset. Let's appreciate David's mindset. Again, the blessings are in the spirituality of the giving, not the fun of it. And because the blessings are in the spirituality, the anointing behind what you are doing, God is not only concerned about how much we give him, but why we give him what we give him. No, listen there. Last week I was listening to your bishop talking about Malachi 1, as if your bishop is there. Come on, put your hands together for your bishop. Malachi 1. God is concerned why you give him what you give him. Why 20 cities every day? You give him 20. Okay. Why 20 every day? Does he deserve 20? No, think about it. These are some things we have to. Now, if God is not concerned about how much we're giving, then the Malachi 1 thing, he will not say it. He said, you give me, like you said, if we come to church, even the note we give, the rough one, the wrong ones, You know, I'm a victim of that. So today when I'm coming, I selected the fine ones. It has to be clean. You say, give me the thing, the eye is gone, this is that. No. Can you give this to your governors or your superiors or your MPs or your ministers? You can. But why do you give them to me? God is concerned about the amount and the quality. I understand. Maybe you don't have a job. The best you can do is $10. But you see, even if you can go more than 10, do it. One. Why? Because David understood who God is. Who God is. And where his dwelling should be. Who God is. So what informed David's decision why he amassed this huge and quality offering was that number one. He understood who God is. Look who God is. Look at it. In the second Samuel verse 7:1-2. After the king was settled in his palace and the Lord has given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, here I am, I'm living in the house of cedar while the ark of the Lord remains in the tent. If you jump to 1 Chronicles 29, he said again, he added, then the king David turned to the entire assembly and said, my son Solomon, whom God has clearly chosen as the next king of Israel, is still young and inexperienced. The work ahead of him is enormous. That for the temple, he will build, it's not for mere mortals. It is for the Lord God. Look at what the English Standard Translation says it. He said, and David said to the assembly, Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is young in experience, and the work is great, for the palace will not be for man, for the Lord God. So he thought of who God is. Beloved, if you knew who God is, we'll give him the best. If you know who God is, the creator of the universe, creator of man, who gave us breath and life, and he said we should come in here and give him his token or what he's doing, you'll come in, even if it's small, it will be the best. Amen. So anytime you're coming to tell, look at who, why you are coming and why you are giving what you are giving him. You are giving it to God, not to man. If you think that man, bringing the man factor will give less, will not be quality. Amen. Oh, amen. He realized that he was giving it to God. God deserved the best. Number two, he took into consideration what God has done for him. What God has done for him. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 4. Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be the king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as the leader, and from the tribe of Judah, he chose my family. And from my father's sons, he was pleased to make me king over it. God chose for you to live. So who God is, what God has done for him. I always say, Bishop, I don't like comparing myself with people, honestly. You know, you might not understand what people are going through at that material time. Immediately you compare yourself to them, there is a problem. So I'm very careful to say, the Lord has blessed me and the Lord has not blessed Raymond. Oh, I'm better than Raymond. No, I'm very careful, honestly. But I like comparing myself to myself. Oh yeah, I like that. Of course, 10 years ago, it wasn't good. But today, oh, somebody hear what I said. Yeah. Few years back, no. But today, the way Bishop was introducing me, I'm like, is this the same John? He went to UST. I said, oh, he's the senior pastor of IC. I said, okay, it's not me. And then and I was taking it in. I was soaking it. I was taking it in. My head was bloated. The Lord is good. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Hey. The Lord will change your life. You will have a testimony. They will talk about you too. They will hear about the goodness of God upon your life. It is coming. If you believe that, come on, put your hands together for Jesus. It will be your portion. You will have a testimony like David. And you have reasons to give him more. He will give you reasons too. I say your breakthrough will come. Your miracle will happen. So that when you are asked to come bless God, you will be free way. You will step in and do it. I say it is coming. Your blessings are coming. Oh, come on, someone receive it with some hand clap. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. You remember what God has done for you, and you will bless him. So David remembered. Not just that. He also remembered what God would do for his children. So he was thinking generational things given to God. The man was thinking who God is, what God has done for him, what will God do for his kids. His kids and their kids. Solomon and his kids. His kids. Look at that. Look at that. 2 Samuel 7 verse 12. He said, when your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I'll raise up your offsprings to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I'll establish his kingdom. All these things God done for him, do for his kids. David realized that God deserves the best, and God deserves more. So he hoarded huge, big, if you like, humongous amount of resources, reserved them for Solomon to come of age to build the temple of God. May God bless you. May God give you understanding of who he is. May you always remember what God has done for you. May God cause you to think generational, so that when you are coming to bless him, you will come in with big, huge, quality offering. It will be your portion. Oh, I say it will be your portion. Someone, I say it will be your portion. Amen. Then he concluded that with this is what I'm going to do. So yeah, these are the reasons, but what influenced that? Number one, he gave reasons, but something influenced that. What influenced God I'm building for, what God has done for me, and all that? How should I even capture it? Number one, he saw giving to God as a consecrated devotion or holy commitment. So he was giving huge, plenty, high quality offering to God because he saw it as a holy commitment, meaning or holy fidelity, holy allegiance. It means this high quality, plenty offering to God for me is holy. And it's for life, meaning nothing will change me. Even if I'm down, I'll make sure that whatever I give to God is holy. It's an allegiance. It's a fidelity I'm pledging to God. We will see that. Right here. I'm done. I'll be done in about 10 minutes or 5 minutes. Look. Holy commitment. Consecrated devotion. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3. Besides, or apart from this, in my devotion, in my worship, devotion is worship, or in holiness to the temple of God, in my devotion, in my fidelity, in my allegiance, in my worship to this temple I want Solomon to build, and I give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple. What did he provide? So verse 3 is adding more. So verse 2 is what he provided. So verse 3 is what we read. So what did he provide? He said, God, over and above everything I've already provided for this holy temple. So verse 2, with all my treasures, or with all my resources, I've provided for the temple of my God, gold for gold, gold work, silver for silver, bronze for bronze, iron for iron, wood for wood, as well as onyx for the setting, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all these in large quantities. And then so, then the verse 3, he came, besides in my devotion to the temple. So apart from this, all this good, beautiful thing, I'm again, in my devotion, in my disposition to the temple of Jehovah. Verse 4, I'm adding. So everybody pledged. He did. Now he's coming back to say, in addition. I don't get it. I don't get it. So people here, we pledge to build. Someone say, oh, Pastor, I'll buy 100 blocks or 100 bags of cement. And then they come. They say, that is what Pastor said we should pledge. Now, Pastor, in addition to the 100, the Lord will bless someone who will do that. Say, in addition to the 100, I'll do 1,000 more of cement. May the Lord bless you. That's what David was saying. So in my devotion, this 3,000 talents of gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the. So I'm adding for the gold work and for the silver and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. And then he said in the verse 5, the B, he said, he added, now who is willing to consecrate themselves to me? Now this is what caught my attention. Now who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today? I don't get it. So David, like King, I come and say, I'm doing it, everybody, I've done this. Now who, all David wanted to say is that, who is willing to join me to give or build? He uses the word consecrate. Do you understand this? Look at that translation. Say, who's willing to join me to give, or who will give to the Lord today? All David has to do is, who's here is willing to give to the Lord? Bring, come. He said, who is willing to consecrate? Why? What has giving got to do with consecration? What has giving got to do with holiness? When we say consecration, we're talking about anointing. Consecrate, this thing is consecrated, means it's holy, set aside. It has anointing, it has power. That's why I said anything that is powerful, anointed, has the ability to get results. So who is willing? Who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today? Who's willing? Talk about consecration, you are talking about something that is holy. Something that you revere. Something you can't play with easily. Beloved, let us not play with giving easily. David's dimension of giving is different. Something consecrated means something that is pure. So to David, giving to God goes beyond the ordinary to the super ordinary. Giving to God, to David, goes beyond the natural to the supernatural. Now, David is someone who takes things to the extreme. Talk about prayer, David will take it to the extreme. Talk about how God saved him, he will take it to the extreme. Talk about praise and worship, the guy will take it to the extreme. Now, talk about giving, another level. So when God says, the David, man after my heart, at times some of us, we don't have to get jealous. Amen. Who is willing to consecrate? Surprisingly, when your boy said that, surprisingly, verse 6, then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, and the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the kings were gave willingly. They gave to a vessel, they gave to the work of the temple 5,000. When he used the word consecrate, the initial they were all sitting down. But when he said consecrate, he started. Remember, they realized that this is another dimension. So all of them, leaders, commanders of thousands, commanders of hundreds, all the people started running it to give. May that be your story. Amen. If we understand the spiritual dimension to prayer, it will be your portion. Oh, amen. So when we say giving, kingdom giving is spiritual or carries anointing, this is what I'm talking about. We use the word consecrate. or if you like, you say, who's here willing to anoint themselves? Or who want to come forward to allow God to anoint them? Leave the giving of us. Who is ready to allow God to anoint them today in terms of this project? Bible said they started coming in. Amen. So to him, giving to support God's kingdom is holy commitment. And I think that should be our lesson too. Even we are giving our talents to support God's work, sacrificing our time to come in to support God's work. For us, it should be a consecrated moment. But we are not lackadaisical. We say it is for God. So we are coming to do it for him, regardless of what anyone thinks. We will come in and do it for him. We will give to support his work, regardless. And Bible says he committed to this. He said he used the word devotion. Amen. So giving to God should be a holy commitment. Number two, giving to God should be done willingly. Bible said the people came freely, came willingly and gave. If you go to the verse 9, they freely gave. The word Bible used the word freely. Like I said, pastors want to take something for you to support God's work. We have to job you. Even the men, we have to job them. Men, are you ladies for us to wrap you before you give? The ladies will say we'll wrap them small, you know. But the men, Charlie, they will look at you and men are always doing calculations. Men will put pen and paper. I heard this, I don't know whether it's true. I think someone did this research. He said for men to commit to your church, it takes like 5 years old.
Hey, wait.
So when they will start come
analyze
the pastor. Analyze the members. The wife will come, but they will not come. You see, the wife continues and then they will follow up. Okay, let me come research and see what is going on over there. We got a coming 1 year, 2 years, nothing. After 5 years before men will commit. But I pray that this sermon will change your minds. But when they commit to, they commit full time. Amen. Don't let us wrap you to do anything. Thank you. Willingly. And freely. You will not catch you. Give me the Lord will bless you. Say it's for God. Consecrate us to divorce. Everybody come. He came and support. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Going forward, have this dimension. When we come to give, we come to church, have this dimension to come. And Bible said that when all this said and that, David, Solomon came of age, built the temple. And Solomon, too, when he was dedicated the temple, killed the sacrifices he made to God. Thousands of cow, goats and all that. Everything. Think about it. The guy slaughtered them and used them as an offering to the Lord. In addition to what David, his dad, has organized or hoarded for him to build. When all was done and said and everything was cool, and Bible says that they began to minister. You know what happened, right? Glory came. And the pastors could not stand to minister. Bible said when they worshiped the glory came, the musicians started singing, the glory came. Not just that, when Solomon had finished praying, glory came. So prayer brought down the glory, worship brought down the glory. But prior to that, so before we come and say, oh, let's pray, the glory of the Lord will fill this temple, a lot got to go underground. David has sold, invested into it. They've given into it. So the glory came to sit on the giving. May everything you desire, if you're a consistent tither and giver of this church, I pray that the glory of the Lord will sit on your sacrifices. And you begin to see different moves of God in your life. Amen. Amen. So before the glory came, before they couldn't minister, hoarding and sowing and investment is gone into it. Understand this. Before you came, those of you who joined recently, before you came, people had given to sow into this church. Amen. People help build this. Anyone who happens still happen, your glory will come. and glory will come. This morning, all things being equal, I want to say that I believe in this principle. I'm done. 2 minutes, Bishop. 2 minutes. All things being equal, I believe in this, that if I study Bishop as an electrical engineer, all things being equal, I study all the books he studied, I go through all the apprentices he went through, all right, and all that. After, I also become an electrical engineer. All things being equal, so remember those days, things were done by apprenticeship, though. Anyway, so you school by learning someone, apprenticeship. So they become like Elijah, became like Elijah because of apprenticeship. All things being equal, study the books of a pilot, what a pilot did. So become a pilot. I have understood this principle. So when it comes to let's give to God, well, my wife will tell you, and Bishop, I'm saying this with all humility. I said, my wife and I said to the church that we will make sure that nobody will give more than us. Oh no, it's a personal pledge. It's not the beauty of it. It's what I'm getting. Understand what I'm getting. So I know that if you start giving what I will give my blessing, what I will, so I'll make sure that I'm always on top of my blessing. Beloved, this is experiential sermon. When you give, God blesses you. This morning, before I came, say, if someone, you want to carry the presence of God, you have to pray. You want to carry the wisdom of God, learn the word, learn. You want to carry the power of God, fast. It's all true. And the same pastor said, if you want to get blessed materially, be a giver. And I agree. Fasting will carry the power. The word will give you the wisdom inside the mind of God. You can carry anointing and all that. But if you are not a giver, no, listen to me. You can carry the power of God if you are not a giver. It's a principle. Forget it. You carry the word, carry the power, carry the presence. And you do giving. Think about it. No, think about it. So you are blessed on the left, on the right. You carry power. You are wise, and everything is. Take this from me. It works. This morning, I want someone to jump who is really to consecrate with me to the Lord. 200 Ghana cedis, not to my camp. And I'm done. Join me, do this. All things being equal, if we move with God, we should receive that. 200 Ghana. Consecrate with me. Willing, consecrate. David said, it's not, I'm not here to take your money because I want to take your money. But I want us to follow a principle. And we'll be done. It's a principle. It's a principle. He's willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today, and we'll be done. Have oil here, I'll touch the with oil and I'll be done. And honestly, Bishop, one of the things, thank you, it's okay. One of the things I find it easy doing, and I know, is in business. I see easiness in my business. And I believe it's because I've understood what the secret is. Serving, sacrificing to God and giving to His work. I've understood this. And it works for me. Bring your hand. May the Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. The Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. The Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. The Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. The Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. Ha. The Lord bless you. I declare easiness in your business. Ha. The Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. In the name of Jesus, step into blessed grounds. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Mr. Samuel. The Lord bless you. I declare easiness in your business. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. I declare easiness in your business. Yeah. God bless you. Declare easiness in your business. Stay and stand. Fruitful grounds. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. I declare easiness in your business. Pray that you stay on blessed grounds. The Lord bless you. Declare easiness in your business. Step on fruitful grounds. See beginning of the good things God will do in your life. You'll be able to handle them. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you see God do great things for your kids. In the name of Jesus. Easiness in your business. Jesus' name. Bless you. Pray easiness in your business. Pray and declare. Step on fruitful grounds. Beautiful encounters, I pray. Beautiful encounters. In the name of Jesus. Bless you. Pray easiness in your business. Beautiful encounters. Step on fruitful grounds. Fruitful grounds. May you not be refused, but be accepted. In the name of Jesus, may God take you to different dimensions in life. Name of Jesus, Daddy, God bless you. Pray for you. Declare easiness in your business. Pray wholeness over your life. Name of Jesus. Strengthen your inner man. Strengthen your inner man. In the name of Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Easiness in your business. In the name of Jesus. Different dimensions, different levels. Beautiful encounters. I decree and declare laughter over you. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. Step on fruitful grounds. In the name of Jesus. Bless you. Fruitfulness. Easiness in your business. You see your case. Blessed at your table. May you not be refused anything that is due you. In the name of Jesus. Yours will come. Not yet will be contained for you. In the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Spirit. Mommy, God bless you. Bless you. Pray for easiness in your business. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength in your spirit and inner man. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, pray it shall be well with you. Every love will set back for it shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, Mama. Amen. Oh, come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Beloved, I pray that we shall be givers. There is spirit and anointing behind giving. Capture this dimension. If you understand that, financial life will be prosperous. You learn from what I've experienced. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.